From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Up next, Dr. George Pratt back with us, Code to Joy. With all this mess that we're in, how do we keep happy and stay happy? Dr. George has some advice for us next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Let me introduce our first guest, Dr. George Pratt, clinical psychologist, best-selling author, private practice in La Jolla, California for more than 30 years, specializing in helping people resolve emotional blocks and achieve success. Now, he specializes in mind-body techniques, hypnosis, psychotherapy, and performance enhancement, served as the chairperson of the psychology at Scripps Memorial Hospital in La Jolla, and is on staff. He's also a fellow of the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis, vice president of Making the World a Better Place Foundation. His websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. His book is called Code to Joy. He was back with me almost a year and a half ago. Dr. George Pratt, we need to smile and be happy, George. Can you make it happen for us?
George, good to talk to you again.
You too.
You're always full of good thoughts and good intentions.
Well, I got to tell you, it's a difficult time for a lot of people right now.
It is, because, number one, we don't exactly know what to do. Since the Spanish flu a long time ago, nobody alive now has been through that. So this is something that we don't really know what to do. But there are things that we can do and that we're going to actually end up being more successful and achieving more goals and being healthier and happier. Number one, if you don't eat well, and many people when they're highly stressed, they don't eat or they eat the wrong things,
right.
the little things that are high in calories that really don't do much to supplant us with healthy things, we need to have a diet with high-quality foods that have significant positive effects on our mood of being happy and stabilizing our mood. Because right now, if we don't do that, we're not going to be able to think clearly and be able to shine more brightly. We're going to be out of this in a couple months.
You think so?
We're going to have vaccines by the end of the year. There are so many companies that are shining brightly in this area, we're going to have it. And even some of the things we didn't think were going to help, I have a patient in a foreign country who had who was elderly, and the docs there were prescribing medications that would allow him to not only feel better, he was 95, so, and he had some significant problems. Just with that alone, he took some of the medications, but he had a zest for life. He was even trying to go out, even though he was diagnosed with these problems. He would walk and practice a sense of gratitude. And he has recovered at that age, 95.
Oh, that's great.
Mostly when we're that elderly, when these kinds of circumstances happen, it's a difficult situation. But that is an incentive for all of us that aren't 95 and blocked to shine more brightly. So we've got to eat well, pay attention to what you eat, because that affects how you think and feel, and that adds to your sense of happiness and stabilizing your mood. And that also, even though you might be doing it with your family, there, if you're not, you can still do it, but you just have to do it at a distance from others. Okay, another thing everybody hears about, okay, got to eat well, all right, and we know that. Got to exercise. Well, of course we know that. It's not only good for the body, but it's good for the mind and the mood. And it's been just as effective as drug therapy in relieving symptoms of depression and creating a mood of happiness. even without medication. So that's a simple thing to do. It doesn't cost anything. So we've got to eat well. We've got to exercise. One of the things that is great for our brains is immersing ourselves in the outdoors. If you can...
If you can.
If you can, yeah. If you're just walking around the block, whether you're wearing a mask or not, take walks if around trees, you know, in the grass.
And get some sunlight too, George, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And look at the clouds. Clouds have patterns called fractal patterns. They're irregular patterns in a pattern of helping you to relax by just the irregularity. So if you're looking at clouds kind of drifting away, it's a relaxing phenomenon for your central nervous system. Same thing if you're near water, lakes, or ocean, just watching the waves. They're irregular patterns. They calm your central nervous system. When you calm your central nervous system, you're going to think more clearly. You're going to be more relaxed and optimistic. You're going to shine more brightly, and it doesn't cost anything. And so the sense of being immersed in nature, look at the trees, look at the grass, look at the clouds, look at other natural scenery, and it has a calming effect because of this phenomenon that we're talking about that's going to help you to see, think, feel, and relax more.
George, let me add some ingredients to it, though. Let's say the individual, he does all these things,
yes,
but he's unemployed or she's unemployed,
yes,
so they're
yes,
depressed. They're not happy.
Yes.
How do you get around that?
Well, these other things will help, but it's a compensating thing. If you can band together with other people that are in a similar circumstance that then can create a little energy group to proceed with investigating other opportunities for employment. There are multiple opportunities now in different companies because they need people to work. So if you think, oh, I can't find anything, that's going to kind of short-circuit you, so you're not going to proceed, rather than thinking, okay, let me check this out. I'm going to contact them.
Right.
And if you contact 20 sources, you're going to have hits, you know, three
or four. You just need a couple. You just need a couple good hits.
Yeah, and it just allows you to choose to proceed with intensity, duration, and not quitting. Many companies need people now. And if you think, oh, it's never going to work, I'm not going to do anything, the thought is, okay, let's shine a little more brightly. Let's go in with enthusiasm. I want to help, and let's do this together. If you have that mindset, that's going to be huge.
I'm going to mention this individual's name because this person mentioned you on a YouTube clip.
Okay.
And he's the world-famous skateboarder who had a television program that I was on called Robin Big. And they came to L.A.
You were on Robin Big?
Yeah, I was on the show one day. They came and did an episode on me. And
that's great.
They loved it. But you performed hypnosis on Rob, and he was on a television program with St. Louis and Graham Benzinger. And
yeah.
Rob says you changed his life.
Yes. I mean, here's the funny thing. So what is happening, we have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. The conscious mind is about 5% of our functioning. The subconscious is the other 95%. And if you're just trying to think, okay, I can do this, I can do this, that is not going to be very effective. When you engage the subconscious, and you can do it through multiple ways of imagery, practicing certain techniques, and so I've known Rob was actually down with his wife Bree last week at my house We've become friends. But he is now helping so many others and actually using some of my suggestions. And he's funnier than...
He is.
You know, than shit. So
You can't say that. Can't say that.
Okay, I can't say that. He's than heck, so to speak.
That's right.
And he is so kind and so positive, and he loves to inspire people. That's why he's doing as well as he is, because he has a heart of gold.
He always did.
He always did. And he gave up skateboarding quite some time ago. He and I have worked together for, this is going to make me sound fairly old, and Rob too, for 25 years together.
Well, that's amazing. And his partner, Big, died in his 40s,
yes.
Didn't he?
Yes, he did, unfortunately. But now Rob is, I mean, if you've seen his new show, I mean, it's so funny. Sometimes you think, oh, I shouldn't be laughing at this. But he is helping so many people believe in themselves, because that's what I helped him to do with hypnosis, with tapping, with subconscious techniques that I use. He is just shining brightly.
What was he like before you started working with him?
Well, he has always been one of the nicest people on the planet, and I just can't say enough nice things. We're close for quite a period of time. However, he didn't believe that he could do it, and so that's when I started using hypnosis with him. The tapping techniques from our most recent book, and then some tools from the last book, Code to Joy. And we used all of those tools together, and he began to believe in himself, to respect himself, to release past traumas that were just in his way, but they weren't relevant. And then everything started working when he started believing himself, loving himself, which he really hadn't done before. And as you know, if you were connected with those guys, he is one of the sweetest, funniest people.
Oh yeah, he had a great time. Did you work with him before or after the Robin Big Show?
After.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So he needed a little tune-up.
Well,
I did
some during that, but then I started doing things more intensely with him.
Ah, okay.
And
hold on for a second, George. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more. I want you to get into your instant emotional healing and how that works. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment with Dr. George Pratt to keep you happy on Coast to Coast AM.